Ensuring a safe environment to live, work, and learn today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, in this week for Tom Goodell. Today, thousands of students will be moving on to the University of Kentucky campus to start another school year. Since 2009, UK Police Chief Joe Monroe and his officers have been charged with the responsibility of keeping the campus as safe as possible. Chief Monroe, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you, Alan.
It's a new school year, so tell us about some of the new safety and security measures that you'll be implementing.
Well, probably one of the most interesting things that we're launching this fall will be the LiveSafe app. It's a mobile safety app that is free to any of the faculty, staff, and students to download to their smartphone. And it actually gives them the ability to communicate with UK Police Dispatch as well as through text, video. They can send us video clips or snapshots of things going on that they want to report to the police, as well as have a two-way conversation via text message. And probably the most exciting thing about it, Alan, is the fact that they let us now, if I'm a mobile safety app user on LiveSafe, that I will actually be able to go on a virtual walk, so to speak, with an escort. So basically they can choose certain friends that they want to have follow them on their smartphone while they're out walking at night, and then report in when they get to their destination. Or they have the option of letting UK police also do that for them.
So this has revolutionized law enforcement here on campus, it sounds like.
You know, one of the things in law enforcement that, across the country is very slow to catch up on, and we've been doing a fantastic job here at the University of Kentucky, is technology. Technology in law enforcement right now is probably one of the most exciting things because you have different resources available to you out there that can really enhance your ability to police a community.
Does that also include body cameras?
Body cams are something that I believe wholeheartedly in. We started about 14 months ago initiative to test, and we tested probably every body cam that was on the market for the last 12 months. And then a couple months ago, we made our decision to go ahead and purchase VView, which is a body-worn camera that the officers on patrol now have available to them and is part of their standard issued equipment and uniform. So anytime they're out interacting with the public, they have that ability to with one swipe, turn the camera on or off and record their interaction with the public. And my feeling on body-worn cameras is they're really out there to hold people accountable on officer side as well as the public side. Because if you know you're being recorded and that may be used against you in court, you're going to act probably a little bit more responsible when you're having that interaction with the officer. And on the flip side, the officer is definitely going to be more accountable to what his actions are.
What are some of the more common complaints that your officers respond to during the course of their duties?
Well, probably the number one complaint that we get on campus is thefts. That is our number one crime on the University of Kentucky's campus is theft. And that's because it's a crime of opportunity. A lot of times people leave their doors unlocked. They're just going down the hall to get something to eat, drink, use the restroom, whether it's an office or a residence hall. So that's probably our number one issue that we face on campus. So some of the things that we're able to do now with the design of the new residence facilities on campus, we were able to use locks now that a student will use their ID card to get in and out of their room. So there's no keys to worry about, but it'll lock behind them. And that'll help prevent some thefts and drive our numbers down, as well as the nearly 2,000 cameras we have on campus now have been a great deterrent in helping us solve a lot of the theft crimes.
What is the UK Police Department doing to try to cut down on the amount of sexual assaults on campus?
Well, with the sexual assaults, we really try to make sure that we're accessible to the public and they feel comfortable in reporting sex crimes to us. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things going on in the country right now is a lot of times you're seeing in surveys that people are afraid to come to the police to report some type of sexual assault. So we always try to make sure that we are up to speed on everything that we need to be. We're very customer-oriented, I like to say. as well as we partner with our victims' advocates, as well as the UK's Violence and Intervention and Prevention Center here on campus, to make sure that we can try to make a bad experience for somebody better and get them all the resources that we can on campus.
What exactly is the alcohol policy here at UK as far as on campus?
Well, I mean, alcohol will only be permitted in certain areas and through a certain process. You know, the board approved the change to the alcohol policy, and it allows it to be for special events on campus and in certain areas. It's not allowed in the residence facilities, only in outdoor venues.
Tell us some of the ways that you work to get the word out to students, especially first-time students, about UK Police and the safety policies that you have in place.
Well, we really go probably above what we need to, trying to educate the students. And what we try to do is be very student-friendly and customer-oriented, as I like to say, because we want to teach them that we're there to help them further their educational experience. But if they get into trouble, they can also come to us for assistance. And then the other side of it is if they mess up, you know, we're going to be there to enforce the laws.
Now, obviously, students have an important role to play in their own safety. So talk a little bit about that.
Safety, you know, a lot of times if you look at the survey that will be coming out soon from the students that took the CATS safety survey, and one of the things that is very interesting is that they feel the police are responsible for their safety while they're on campus. And that's probably a cultural issue that's larger than the University of Kentucky, because a lot of things you're seeing is individuals aren't taking their own accountability for their own safety and taking those safety measures. They expect somebody else to protect them.
Can you speak to the situation up in Cincinnati where a campus law enforcement official got into an altercation with an unarmed motorist and that individual ended up dead? Can you see anything like that being a possibility here at the University of Kentucky?
Well, President Obama formed a task force on 21st century policing that released some recommendations for local law enforcement across the country and how they should implement in an effort to better address the community concerns and increase transparency, as well as establish a culture of accountability and legitimacy to improve their public trust. The levels of authority among university police around the country vary because their jurisdictional authority varies, you know, from state to state or locale to locale. University police are often perceived to have a lesser role with the larger context of traditional policing. A lot of times they're looked at as not the real police or they don't have enough training. The fact is, a majority, about 92% of public institutions, actually use sworn police officers who are commissioned by the state or local law enforcement agencies for those respective states. The misconception a lot of times is because of differences in training requirements for university police. And I think that's where the problem lies. I mean, if you look at the officer-involved shooting at the University of Cincinnati, it raises two questions that I think are important. The first one being, what are the training requirements for a university police officer? In the state of Kentucky, it's the same as any other police officer in your local jurisdictions. So the university police, regardless if it's here at the University of Kentucky, University of Louisville, or wherever, they all go through the same training that everybody else in the state is required to go through. My second question it brings up is, are those training requirements best serving that community's needs and supporting their mission? So you have to look at your individual institution to see if you're really supporting the mission of what you're trying to accomplish. Here at the University of Kentucky, we don't stop at the annual training of 40 hours that we're required to have by the state. We actually go well above that. Our officers average probably about 128 hours of training per year. So we go well above that and try to make sure that we are staying on top of everything around the country. I think training is probably a very key component when we talk about these different cultural issues around the country and the perception of law enforcement in the country right now, a lot of these things could have been avoided through proper training.
Well, Chief Monroe, thank you for your time today and for appearing on UK Perspectives.
Thank you, Alan.